Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This hymn that we're going to be learning next is called Open My Eyes That I May See. So as we sing this, imagine it's a prayer to Jesus that we're asking Him to open our eyes to understand and to see what He wants us to learn.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for Thee. Ready, my God, Thy will to see.
I want to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care for us. Please open our eyes and help us to understand what you want us to learn. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. We are on the third day of our story about Lazarus. Do you remember what we talked about the last time? Lazarus was very sick and he died. And Jesus did not come when Mary and Martha asked him to. But after several days, he went back to Bethany. Now, there were all sorts of enemies, the Pharisees and the scribes, who wanted to kill Jesus. But he knew that he was safe as long as he was in God's will, and it wasn't his time to die yet. So he went back to Bethany. Were the disciples very excited about that? Oh, no. No, they weren't. Jesus had said that he was glad that he wasn't there in Bethany, and now he was telling his disciples that they were going to go to Lazarus anyway. How strange. As Thomas thought about his many enemies near Bethany, what did Thomas say? Let's look at John chapter 11, verse 16. John chapter 11, verse 16. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Now, if I'm going a little fast for you to find the Bible verse, that's okay. You don't need to get frustrated or upset. Just pause the recording and find John chapter 11, verse 16, and then press play again. It's really easy. The book of John is divided into chapters. The chapters are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want to find chapter 11, and then the chapter is divided into verses. We are in verse 16. That's a really tiny number. Verse 16. So let's see what Thomas said.
Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, so we may die with him."
Thomas was being a little sarcastic, wasn't he? Or maybe he was just deciding that whatever fate happened to them happened. Can't you just hear him? "Let us also go, that we may die with him." You can just hear this. Oh, woe is me. But was that Jesus' plan and what was going to happen? No, it wasn't. Jesus was going to work his greatest miracle yet. Well, sure enough, when they got near to Bethany, they could see that many people were at the home of Mary and Martha. And among them were the leaders who were Jesus' enemies. Let's read together John chapter 11, verse 17, 18, and 19.
So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother.
So how long had Lazarus been dead? How long had he been in the tomb? It says 4 days. Jesus heard the noisy mourners at Lazarus's house. You know, when people died in Bible times, everyone would get together and they would mourn or they would cry and wail. So the more people that came together and wailed, the better, I guess the better people felt. But they would go, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And sometimes they would even pay people to come and do that, to express that sadness. That wasn't what Jesus was all about, was it? No, because Jesus knew that he was about to do a mighty miracle. So instead of going into the house and causing a disturbance or a scene, he sent a messenger to tell Mary and Martha that he had come. He didn't want to talk to them in that noisy crowd. When Martha heard what the messenger said, she quietly left the room and slipped out. But Mary didn't hear the message. Oh, how thankful Martha was to see Jesus. Here was her friend, the person who could make everything right again. But how much she wished that he had been there sooner. You can see what she told him in verse 20 and 21. Let's read that. John chapter 11, verse 20 and 21.
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
What Martha said was true, wasn't it? If Jesus had have been there, Lazarus would not have died. Jesus is the great life saver and the life giver. Death could not have taken away Lazarus if Jesus had been with him. But Jesus had a plan, didn't he? Jesus always has a plan, and he always wants us to trust him, even when we can't see that any good can come out of things. Jesus had purposely stayed away because he was going to do the most important of all his miracles for his dear friend Lazarus. That miracle would prove that he was indeed the Messiah, God the Son. You know, you can just hear in Martha's voice that she still trusted Jesus. She just wished he had have been there sooner. Can we trust Jesus even when terrible things happen? Do we need to understand exactly why in order to obey? Or can we trust him and know that God loves us so much that he will not let anything happen that he cannot take care of and that's too big for him? It reminds me of the story of a young boy who went hiking with his mom and dad up to the top of a volcano. Now, the volcano was not active, but there was still all kinds of loose volcanic rock, kind of like gravel, that was all up the top of the mountain. The whole top of it was covered. There weren't really any trees, but there were great big ledges and precipices that were drop-offs that would go sometimes even thousands of feet down. As this boy, Jerry, and his mom and his dad were hiking up the mountain, it was getting close to sundown. So before getting too dark, they turned around and they started back down. The mountain was so steep that they could take a big jump, land in the loose gravel-like rock, and kind of slide and then jump again. Well, that's what his mom and dad were doing. They were taking these jumps, going kind of slow, but it made it a lot easier to go down the mountain. Well, Jerry was just kind of distracted, and he was having a nice time looking at this rock or that rock or that bird over there, and he was kind of dawdling along and getting further and further behind his parents. Finally, his parents noticed that Jerry wasn't with them, and they turned around and they saw him way back in the distance. And so they called to him, Jerry, hurry up! It's getting dark! Oh, he realized that it was getting dark, and they were a long ways ahead of him. So he started going faster, and he would jump and land in the loose gravel and kind of sink down and then jump again and jump again. And he started going faster and faster and faster, and pretty soon he was going too fast and he could not stop. As soon as he would land in the loose gravel, because of the force of his speed, he would start falling forward, and in order to keep from falling on his face, he would have to take another jump. And he was jumping closer and closer and closer to this precipice or drop-off that went down thousands of feet. His parents, being a lower
level and looking back up could see the danger, but Jerry could not. And his mother was so scared, and she screamed to her husband, "Stop him! Tell him to stop!" And he said, "I can't! There's no way that he can stop!" So finally, he did the only thing that he knew. He cupped his hands and shouted as loud as he could, "Jerry, fall down now!" Instantly, Jerry fell to the ground. As he fell, all of that loose, gravel, volcanic rock slowed him down, and he came skidding to a stop. Now, he was bruised up, he was scratched up, but he was safe, only 20 feet from the edge. That's pretty scary, isn't it? Jerry didn't know the danger. He just knew that he was in trouble, and he trusted his dad to help him to know how to stop. Did you know that's the same with Jesus? Sometimes we're in a situation that's very scary or that is very sad, and we don't know what to do, and we feel like Jesus doesn't care and that he's a long ways away. But did you know that Jesus is right there with us? And that even though we may not understand, if we trust him, if we obey him, we will end up being safe in his kingdom. God can always bring about good from the worst and most terrible thing that ever happens to us. Aren't you glad that we can trust Jesus no matter what? Just like Jerry trusted his father and he fell, even though he was scared, it kept him from a much greater danger and from death. When we trust Jesus and when we follow Jesus, he is the one who will save us from eternal death. And even if we die here on this earth, if we love Jesus, trust Jesus, and follow Jesus, we will be raised with him. Death will be like a sleep, and we will be with him in God's kingdom. Isn't that exciting? I am so glad that we can trust Jesus, just like Martha trusted him. Even though bad things happen, she didn't blame him. Martha still trusted Jesus and knew that in the end, Jesus would make everything okay. He can do the same for us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being the one to take care of us, that even when bad things happen, you are still in control and you can still bring good things out of bad. Thank you for your promise that we get to live with you forever in your kingdom. Help us to stay faithful and true to you, to trust you in the good times and the bad. We love you, Jesus. Amen. We have our memory verse song, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as I have been. We're going to sing this song together.
All who are in the grave will hear his voice, will hear his voice. All who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth. All who are in the grave will hear his voice, will hear his voice. All who are in the grave will hear his voice and come forth.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.